For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team overtime loss last night, joined by Matthias Scholl, goaltender for the Beavers. 57 saves. Matthias, you were certainly busy from the get-go. Start of the season, you looked pretty locked in. What led to that?
Just a mindset. Kind of disappointed how last year ended, and kind of a sour taste in my mouth. And I don't really change my approach too much season to season. Just extremely motivated this year, and coming with the mindset that I want to help my team any way I can. So whoever comes my way with the shots, just gonna try and do my best and give the boys a chance. So it was a good summer, and that definitely helped in the lead up to this day.
I don't think anybody wearing a Beaver sweater wants to be giving up 60 some shots in a game. But what positives did you take out of your defensive play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they had quite a bit of shot attempts, and they were blocking a lot of shots out there in front of me as well. I'm sure the shot count could have been a lot higher. It's a collective team play, obviously, from the back end all the way out. So, you know, they're doing their jobs, communicating, and that's something that we will work on too. There's certain things that I got to work on with them, because I had a few mistakes out there. So we're gonna get better and work on some things for sure. But they did a heck of a job, and we were under siege tonight. But it's game one, and I think there's definitely gonna be some positives that we'll see on video and go over that.
He stopped a couple of breakaways. From a goalie's perspective, do you personally have any hard and fast rules as to what you want to get done? Are you attacking? Do you want to stay back? Do you want to, you know, what's going through your thought process?
I could give a pretty in-depth breakdown if we had the time, but I don't want to give too many secrets away necessarily. But definitely I try to be very aggressive, try and get out a foot or two out of my crease and try and take away net as quick as possible. If they're approaching with speed, you kind of, as soon as they hit a certain point, you start backing up and then read and react. So, there's certain things that you apply to certain breakaway situations.
It looked like you got the first shot on the one there in overtime. Rebound control is impossible in a situation like that. Where do you want the puck going, though?
Would love for that to have gone to the corner. Or, you know, most of the time, if that hits off the pad, it'll usually bounce out pretty hard, even just out to the far blue. But unfortunately, puck doesn't always do what you want it to do, and popped kind of right to the stick. So it's definitely a tough bounce. But in that situation, you know, you look to make the first save and then react with the second one that is there. So
safe to say you're going to sleep pretty well tonight.
I would sleep a lot better if we got the win. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try and get my rest, and I don't think it'll be too hard to fall asleep because I am a little bit tired. But
you should be. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.